Hey, guys, just want to remind you, I'm still out there right now touring it up. Thank you for everyone who's come to the shows. I'm really having a good time. Next week, I'll be in Dallas on Friday, and Saturday, I'll be in Phoenix. Still coming to Toronto, Montreal, San Diego. Go to PeteCorielli.com, and you'll see all the tickets. You can get them right there. Thanks, man.
This is the Pete and Sebastian Show with Pete Corielli and Sebastian Maniscalco.
It was a call at 3 a.m. at JFK. I guess you stayed cause you wanted to stay. And we went from zero to everything, all in a day, and then Kennedy took you away.
What's up, everybody? Welcome, Pete Sebastian Show. We are back, and a couple things we want to jump into today. I went to Legoland. Have you been?
No, where is it?
Well, there's one in New York. There's one out here in California. I think there's one in London. I think there's one in Florida.
Amusement parks?
Yeah, amusement park.
Okay. No.
Were you big with Legos as a kid?
No, didn't like Legos. A little too intricate to me.
Was Sadie?
She's got some Lego thing now, but no. It seems to be a little bit more of a male popular. What do you think? Is Serafina as into it as much as Caruso? What do you think?
Serafina's into it more than Caruso is. So much so where she's building sets. Like, we went skiing for the holidays, so for Christmas, I got her a kind of ski lodge set to build with the lodge right. And the snowmobile, the whole thing. And I put it together with her. I'm doing it with her.
Nice.
Now, Legos growing up, we never got like a set. I just got like Legos and I built the Legos. There wasn't instructions on how to build a car.
No.
I got a box of Legos and it was like, go at it.
I know, I play with them. Yeah, I play when you make a bridge. What the fuck?
Yeah.
I know, I play with them. She's got a whole thing now too, she's gonna make something with them. But yeah, some of the pieces now you need tweezers to even hold them in your hand, right?
So I was with her a week ago. And I was building. And I was sitting there building for... I got to tell you, there's something gratifying when you build. I built a helicopter with the Legos. And as soon as I snapped that last piece in, you would have thought I built an addition to my home. How gratifying it was. I just sat there and holy shit, look at this.
Yeah. Now you're building it together with your daughter, right?
Yeah, yeah. She's building the snowmobile.
Okay. Two separate things. Gotcha.
I'm building a helicopter. So we go to Legoland, and I gotta tell you, what they're able to build over there is astonishing. They had a life-size New York City, like the whole city. They built like the tower, the Empire State, the whole thing. They had running cars made out of Legos. I was like, Jesus. So we got backstage to see and meet the people that build this stuff, right? Now there's a guy back there. Where? And he's sitting there and he's building a plant. And I asked him, I go, did you build Legos as a kid and just were like, oh my God, I got to do this for a living? Because I'm asking myself, how does one get into building Lego sets for a living?
Right. Yeah. It's, how do you slide into this?
It's a professional Lego builder.
It's unbelievable. So was he an engineer?
So,
architect?
Yeah, kind of along those lines where he used to be a glass blower. Then he got into graphic art. And
I go engineer, architect. You go, yeah, something like that. Glass blower.
No.
How do you even forget the Lego? How do you even get into glass blowing? I know, like, there's a place called Corning, New York, halfway from here to New York City. It's a very popular city. There's a big, famous glass blowing museum. I can't tell you how many times I drove by and thought, yeah. And, like, I never go, but, like, I don't know, man. I feel like people who've seen that say it's cool. Have you ever seen glass blown being made? Does Lana do that ever?
No, Lana doesn't do it, but we went to Venice, Italy, for our honeymoon, and one of the excursions we did was we went to a glass-blowing place, and then we went to a linen place. So the glass blower's in there. He's got the flame. He's blowing. He's manipulating the glass. And of course, it's a scam. You know, they want, you know, it's not like you just go see how it's made. They try and sell you on the
right.
I don't know if we talked about this again. My memory's shot. When you go on vacation, do you buy stuff on vacation and then send it back to your house? There's many a times when I've been in a home and I go, oh my God, where'd you get? It's like a statue. And where'd you get that? Well, we bought it when we were in Santorini. And I'm thinking to myself.
That is great.
Because people go, oh, we love to go to Greece and shop. Now,
right.
I equate shopping in Greece to you buy like a little trinket and you wrap it in bubble wrap and you put it in your suitcase and bring it home. You don't buy a 6-foot statue and have it DHL'd across the ocean, right?
That's crazy. And you go to those kind of stores and they also go, oh, do you like that? We just shipped 4 to this woman who lives in Boston. They're going to line her driveway, right? The fuck? I don't even know if you're lying to me. If you're lying, that was a quick, good one. But, I'm so white trash when we travel on our summer vacation. I'm always like, remember, guys, save room in your bag for souvenirs, you know, in your bag. In your bag. I'm not saying save room for a stone, you know. So that's a different level. That's but my question, staying on point, when you're at this place in Venice and you're watching them blow this glass, if you can remember it, can you see the natural segue into Lego master architect? like, could you see this guy's path? Like, oh, yeah, from the glass to the Legos. It's a no-brainer.
Yeah, a little bit. Like he's constructing stuff. It's more like building stuff. Like it's a different way of looking at it. But I could see where you could go from glass blowing to Lego building. It's kind of along the same lines.
All the kind of stuff you told your dad you do it. He'd go, "What? What? What do you do? I blow glass, Dad." Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, but this guy was like, he's sitting there and he's got like headphones on and he's building his shit. And I'm thinking to myself, geez, this guy does this all day. He's got pieces in front of him. He's looking around he separates the pieces. They got a whole wall of pieces. And, oh, these are the three block pieces. These are the 4 block pieces. This is 1 block. This is a window. This is, and I'm like, geez.
Oh,
I could not. I don't know how you sit there. After 1 hour, my back, my neck, my hands, everything felt stiff. Doing this for 8-9 hours a day? Come on.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So I'm at Legoland.
All right.
Yeah. All right. I don't do roller coasters. I just don't do them. Last time I did the roller coaster, I think I was 12 years old at Great America and got sick. Too nauseous, right? Too quick moves. Head's all fucked up. We're at Legoland. There's a roller coaster. And Serafina turns to me. She's like, "Dad, I want to go on the roller coaster with you." I said, "Okay, let's do it." And now, it's amazing what kids, just looking at your kids' eyes and how they want you to go with them. And I didn't want to miss that memory with her.
Yeah, yeah.
So I get on this thing, and this thing takes off. And this is Legoland. We're not talking, we're on the hell burner over at the Great right. America, where it's like a 90-degree drop and you're going upside down. This thing's called the drag.
Take your jewelry off. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, like you got to be 18 or over and you got to sign a waiver. It ain't like that.
Right, right.
So we get in and the thing drops down on your lap, you know, that like the like almost like a seat belt. And then people come by and they tug it a little bit. Now, I don't know, man. The tug wasn't as aggressive as I'd like it to be. I want somebody to grab the thing and shake it, make sure this thing is is locked in, right? He just like did like a two-finger thing.
Right? I know what you're talking. Sometimes they do it while they're on their cell phone and they're just coming by, flip, 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 right?
Hold on, ladies. I got to check the chain.
You ever pull the bar yourself and you mentally in your head feel like you're going to break it, like it's going to come loose, it's going to come loose? It's very frightening.
Yeah, so I had to do like a double. Like when they left, I took hers and made sure she was in. And then she's like, "What are you doing, Daddy? They already did that. They ain't do it good enough." I said, "If I'm never here with you, you make sure you're locked in, right? I'm even doing like lessons." On the roller coaster, bro. I'm telling you, parent 24/7, man. You never take a day off. Any teaching moment that you have, you take advantage. So we start going, and it says no photography, no video. And Serafina reads that. Now, Lana takes out a phone, and she's recording us. And this is what I love about my daughter. She takes after me here. She's a rule follower. She's like, "Mommy, put that phone away." They said no for time. See, my wife doesn't think rules apply to her.
Right, right.
At all.
Right. Love it.
We were at a parking lot here in Los Angeles, and I decided I was going to go down a one way to get out of the parking lot, because if I went the other way, it was going to be a long line of cars. So I started going the other way, and the valet guys were like, go the other way. And my wife's sitting there going, "Just blow past them." I'm like, "What? Blow past them?" It's like, no, like I figured if I could get out without anybody seeing me, great. But if somebody tells me turn around, I listen.
Right.
I don't like defy anybody. So I turn around. Anyway, my wife's got the phone out. She's recording. And Serafina's like, put the phone away. Anyway, had a blast on this roller coaster. Right. It wasn't that bad. I mean, I was able to actually go twice. But the whole experience there, I got to say, was just, I can't wait to go back.
Wow.
And it made me
saying that.
It made me sad. You know why?
Why?
Because I could see they're growing up, bro. It's fast. It's going fast.
Yeah.
And next year, maybe when they're 7 and 5, who knows? Maybe they're going to look at Legoland and go, "Yeah, you know, fucking a Legoland."
Yeah.
Hey?
Yeah.
And I'm gonna go to Lana. We need to have another one so we can enjoy this again, right?
Yeah.
Now, the day before, we went rock climbing. So we go, this is talk about age, and maybe this is why we don't have other kids, because at this point I feel like there's no way I'm going to be able to do what I'm doing now when I'm 55, 56 years old.
Well, you, bro, you're changing your lifestyle now, so you might be able to, man.
I am. I am, but I don't know where it's going to take me. We're up on the rock walls, right? And I'm clipping my kids in and out of these things, right? Now there's a slide where the kids hang on to this thing, and the slide takes them up, and then it drops you down the slide. I asked the woman, could adults do this? She's like, yeah, just go get a helmet. Now, I put a helmet on, and I put the suit on, right? Okay. The red suit. It doesn't fit. The red suit doesn't. I have a heavy sweater on. It doesn't fit. But I'm going to show you something right now that I'm not really proud of.
Yeah.
But I'm going to show you anyway just for the sake of comedy. There I am.
Right? Cool, man. Yeah, on the, yeah.
On the slide. Now, Patrick, play this. Pause it. Pause it. Look at, bro.
Yeah.
Now, look at the face, all right? That does not say this is fun, right?
Yeah, nothing
fun about that. Obviously, the suit is huge, or the thing is, and then I feel, bro, and I don't even want to point this out, but I have to. It's riding up my dick, right? It's splitting my nuts in half. This thing,
right? Look at this shit.
And I also feel like my wife is looking at me going, wow, what the fuck did I marry? Right? This is like,
yeah, let me get it again.
Play it again.
Oh my
play
God, it. Bro, look at you. Look at your face. Hold on.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Hold on. All right, I'm looking now. I had to bend down on my computer to look. Bro, you got your kids with you. And you got a face like they're about to drop you by helicopter in the Coast Guard to save a sinking boat. Look at that. You're all serious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at this. I'm breathing heavy. Like I got to breathe it out, right?
What is that doing to your back, bro?
Now, they say this, pause here. They're telling me let go. I can't let go. I'm too scared. I'm too scared to let go, bro.
Come on. It's a slide.
Come on.
It's a slide. Jeez.
Slide. The way you're hanging up there, you're a little bit off the slide, so you almost feel like if you do let go, it's going to be a free fall, and right, I might not even catch the slide, right? Okay, I might not even catch the slide.
I see what you're saying. You feel like you're going to be the first one to do it. And instead of your ass slowly catching the slide, taking you down, you're going to go face first and just thud on the bottom like a suicide. Oh, God.
I'm sorry.
I got poor choice of words the past 2 weeks. But you know what I'm saying? Just a thud. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think my feet are going to hit the slide, and I'm going to catapult forward and land on my chest. So, all right, now play it again. We'll resume. So I'm telling him to put it down, right? And now I tell him to stop. I feel like this point is a good point where I can maybe let go and not kill myself. All right? So play it. Look at this.
Oh my God. Listen to Lana. She is such a doll. She's trying to make it seem like Daddy was still brave on some. This is embarrassing. This is.
You're like, whoa! Like a.
That was a little embarrassing, bro. That was elderly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, listen, bro. Lana went up. Here, I'll show you Lana.
She went from the top, I'm sure.
This isn't as easy as you think it is. All right? This is not something that, I could have done that. If you got up there, believe me,
right.
You might have changed your mind. I don't know.
If it was like a bunch of kids saying, hey, we got this cool thing we do where we go and we jump, I would be like, this is nuts. But this is a licensed place. You're in a special suit. They've done this a zillion times. All you got to do is let go. And that little fright you feel, that scaredness to let go, that's what you're supposed to feel. That's the fun of it. And then you let go. Oh, my God, I'm so scared. Catch the slide. Like, I think I would risk paralysis before. It was very embarrassing, bro, when I just saw it. Like, the people that worked there, like, oh, my God. Like, they never lowered anyone back down before. They don't even know if the machine can do that. They're like, all right, we'll put it in reverse. And so, you know, and like, I don't know, man. I don't know how that, you know, if your kids are used to that, like, you know. And you come across, though, as it was safety. It was about safety. It's about safety, right? Sometimes you got to let safety fly out the door. You got to let it fly out the door. And let me see Lana's.
Right. Here's
Mom took
here's
it to
Lana.
The top, right?
She went first. Lana went first. Okay.
The thing is, so you were already up there. You were up there. Ah, I hear Serafina.
Let go.
Oh, okay.
So, what's your take?
Now you're showing me a whole different thing. She's younger than you, and she didn't even go all the way up. And she's coming down telling you that it hurts your back. Knowing she went first, she erased everything I said, because if that was my wife and she did that and said that, I'd be like, I don't even need to do it. That's what I probably would have said. The minute I hear hurt your back, I don't do it. I don't do it. So
I heard hurt your back, I did it.
Okay. But if I did do it and I was all the way up there, as high as you were, I don't think I would have said lower me down and then I'll let go. I think I would have just jumped from there. But I don't know that I would have did it at all. So I take back what I said. But now you're getting to a point I got to when Sadie was about the same age as Serafina. And I'll make it brief, but I just want to let you know, because we did a cast and I fell off a swing and I almost paralyzed myself. You have to stop trying to pretend you have the body of a 40-year-old and do things with your child that a 40-year-old dad would do. You have to like an elderly quarterback who's, you know, and when he was 25, he'd get those extra 5 yards. You got to run out of bounds. He's at that age now. You got to run out of bounds. Like the way you sat out the skiing, the more your children get used to knowing that you're going to be spectator dad, the better for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, you shouldn't have never been up there in the first place. Once Lana came down, she's like, ow, hurt your back. And she's like, you know, still young enough to like have children, forget it, you know, and you're gonna go up there and do that, forget it, dude.
You know what, now that I think about this, did I go second? No, because I was the one that started this. Did I start this? No, I started it. That's what happened.
Well, then I go back to what That's I originally what said. Then I go back to the whole first thing. Total pussy dad.
I was first. Was I first? Fuck, bro. See, this is my memory is not serving me well at all. I don't think this is good for me. This ain't good, bro.
I'm getting a little nervous myself with stuff. Like I'm not remembering a name. Like, you'll say something and then I want to do a call back on that thing, and I can't remember what the fuck you were just talking about. Damn.
I know. I you ever do this where you go into a certain room in your house, you go, what the fuck did I come in here for?
Right. I do that all the time. Then I got to go back to the first room I was in, reenact whatever I was doing that triggered me to have to go back to the second room. Like I need something in my garage. I go to the garage, I can't remember what I need. So embarrassing, right? So then I go back to my office, wherever I was, and go back to what I was doing. I'm like, oh, right, tape. Because then the same problem presents itself again. So I got to reenact. And then,
you're doing reenact.
But remember, and then the whole way walking back to the garage, bro, this is what I got to do. Tape.
Will you remember the times of your
I mean, this is ridiculous. 48 years old, and I'm wearing, orthopedic shoes already. It's setting in. Age is setting in.
Ready or not, here we go.
I'm just trying to stay alive to see my kids graduate.
I notice three little specks of blood.
Whatever's happening to us is happening very fast.
My hip, my knee, and at the time I had gotten a tooth pulled.
Cataracts or astigmatism, diabetes, hypertension, high blood pressure.
You have wrinkles.
This is from a little sun damage.
What's happening?
I got a swollen toe.
I'm scared!
We have to get off this beach.
People are blacking out going this way.
Tell Lana to bang out a nap.
Take a nap!
Wake up! Wake up!
Break my back.
We're connected to something bigger.
It's embarrassing. I'm slipping. I'm hanging on to this. Can I even do this?
I want to go to sleep.
We got this guy for two hips and one knee. Yeah. I lose a rotary cuff or a bicep tendon.
That's why we got to live for every day, bro. Live
That's
for
right,
it.
Man.
Oh, no.
Why? Why?
God, fuck you!
I just want to stay alive long enough to look my daughter's husband in the eyes and say, don't cheat on her ever, you piece of shit. Don't ever cheat on her. I will strike lightning down on you from above. And then I could die, you know what I'm saying?
You know, I have some blockage in the Widowmaker.
Old, only in theaters this summer.
Let's get organized!
The Pete and Sebastian Show.
5 minutes before Lana.
Oh.
Just confirming you did go first.
All right.
Bro, this guy did investigate. He investigated the timestamp.
Unbelievable.
On the video. Did you get that on any other podcast? The guy did info. He pressed info on the photo to see when it was taken. I did go first.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, you should have probably. But in overall now, you got to start to reevaluate things that you're doing in general. And, you know, Sadie even wants to. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. No, I thought ahead. You were done.
I am done.
No, you said Sadie.
I'm done. Like, your daughter's going to get to an age where she ain't going to want to wrestle anymore. But if I had a son, you still got to wrestle for at least another, 7 years maybe? You got to be able to wrestle with your kid, with your boy, Caruso, if he wants to get at it with you, right? What are you going to be like, Daddy, don't wrestle anymore? Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm trying to think when's, you know, like I used to punch my dad in the arm.
Yeah.
You know, I used to wail, boom, and he's like, come on, hit it harder. And boom, it's nothing, hit it harder. But there was a point where I gave him a shot and I thought I could hurt this man. Right? You get to a point where you give your dad a fucking shot to the arm and he's like, oh, wow, man. That's really strong, right? So I'm like, it's this guy. I could cripple him in two shots. So, and I can't remember when that was. I want to say around 17, 18, I felt like when did you feel you could beat the shit out of your father?
Yeah, I'd say probably about 18, I felt like I could, you know, take him. You know, we'd like play basketball and I'd like easily beat him and stuff, you know. I mean, he used to smoke cigarettes and, he, you know, like, but like, so I probably same age as you, right? About 17, 18.
17, 18. Yeah, I'm not talking beat him in basketball. I'm just saying if it came to blows.
Yeah, yeah, no. I remember physically dominating him in hoops, and that's when I started to feel like I could kick this guy's ass. Like, you know, I physically was like banging him around. The sad part though is like you're saying same thing. 17, 18, Caruso's gonna go 7.5.
I think Caruso could say maybe another year. He could fucking get me in a scissor lock, and I ain't moving. Well, maybe we should ask Patrick. Patrick seems like he had the time. type of volatile childhood where he
he moved out. He was living out of a car by the time he was 12. He didn't even know his dad.
I know, but what I'm saying is there could have been some volatility, you know, up to the move out. Did it ever come to blows?
No.
Okay. All right.
Really? Never came to blows, you know, and you still moved out?
Oh, man. He was fed up, bro. He didn't fucking deal with that shit.
Yeah.
I'm out of here, man.
Yeah, so I don't know, man. I don't know. I mean, the way Caruso, the path he's on and the strength he's got, he's actually taking after my wife in the strength department. He's super strong. I don't know. I probably got about another 11, 12 years wrestling with him.
But like, you know, we're talking about this age stuff, right? And I almost took a play out of your own playbook because the other day, we haven't had significant snow on a weekend here now for about 2 years. It's had been made snow, and I've either had a show or they've had a swim meet. And I keep rooting for no snow when I am home. And I've been on the road every weekend, but there's a little bit in February I'll be around. So the other day, I just came out right and said to Jackie, I'm like, listen, I know you got me this new ski helmet and these gloves. I go, but I don't want to, you know, I hate skiing. I don't want to ski. You and Sadie need to find somebody else to ski with. And she goes, that's fine, but just, why don't you just come? Will you always come? I go, I'll always come. I'll do the hang. I'll sit off to the side. I just don't want to ski, man. And I go, and if I ski and something happens with my leg, I go, well, maybe I'm not going to work for a year because I skied, you know? It just ain't, none of it's worth it to me, you know? So I don't have to play the game anymore. Like, you know, they're both going, I hope there's snow. And I'm off to the side going, no snow. You know, now I don't care. Let it snow. I ain't skiing. And I think we're all in a better place now because of that. So you're going to have to start accepting, bro, that there are certain things you're not going to be able to do anymore. I mean, you're dangling by a bar. They just renewed the bookie for season 2 and you're in Legoland or some shit dangling like you're filming a Tom Cruise scene out of a helicopter. You shouldn't have even been up there doing, and jumps in.
Oh, speaking of Tom, I got to tell you this. Tom Cruise
bookie
shit.
Too. Renewed bookie for season 2. Up.
Yeah.
Way to go, man. Congratulations.
You start shooting in April.
Awesome.
Quick turnaround.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you this movie. Did I tell you you got to see Mission Impossible 7? Did I tell you this last week?
No, but go ahead. I saw some of it. Go ahead.
I mean, saw some of it.
Saw a chink in the armor, bro. I felt like some of the scenes Tommy C was looking. I get more concerned about getting older by seeing a wrinkle on Tom Cruise's face than my own face. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't mind getting wrinkled. When I start to see a little, like, put it this way. It made me get to the point where, can you imagine someday seeing Tom Cruise with white hair and a cane? What? And this was the first movie where I saw a little bloatedness here and there, and it was the action. I got to watch around the second half of it, but there was not a lot of action. Am I disappointing you in what I'm saying?
This, you don't even know what's to come in this movie.
Okay, because
what I'm hearing right now. Put it this way. He had his pair of sunglasses on within the first, I don't know, half hour of the movie. He had these sunglasses on. Did you see it? They were like mirrored.
I think so. Enlightenment, wasn't it?
Bought them.
You bought them.
I paused the movie. I bought the sunglasses.
I love it, dude. That's phenomenal. Yeah. How did you know the sunglasses? Like when you were watching the movie, you could see the name of the brand on them? Because I'm trying to remember.
No, I did a search. I did a search. The Fiat. Did you get to the Fiat where he's the car chase with the Fiat?
Yes. Who's the woman in it again? Where were they?
They're in Rome. They're in Rome on a car chase, and they're in a Fiat, right?
Yes, I remember it.
Okay. Pause the movie.
That was great.
Bought a Fiat.
going great.
Are you kidding me, man?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, because you said you bought
the way on. This. Yeah, the way this guy, the way he looked in the Fiat with the sunglasses or whatever the hell he had.
Yeah.
I go, I've seen Fiats, but you put him in a Fiat, right. He actually makes the car cool.
Yeah.
Right?
It makes everything cool. Don't you have a problem with, and this is what is really drives me nuts with these Mission Impossible movies, the fake masks? It's just ridiculous because it just makes it tuned me out, and I got to rewatch. I didn't watch past the car scene was awesome, and then I remember there being a lot of dialogue, and I was having trouble following it. And then they were doing all these masks, and I can't take it because then it just as a writer you can do anything you want. You know what I'm saying? You could make it like I think I'm talking to you, and then at the end of the scene, you lift up your chin, and I'm talking to Lana. I mean, it's so you could do anything you want. It's ridiculous. So you never know who's who ever.
That's why I bought a mask. I mean, bro, come on. If you could put a mask on,
and
it's the same as you. But you could be anybody. Won't you do it? Just for the hell of it?
Yeah, I would, but that's not realistic. That's my point. Yeah, they even put the thing in the throat so that I sound like who I'm trying to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, then you could literally be the president of the United States and just walk into a room, and as long as they don't know where the real president is, they think that you're the president. That's a little too far-fetched.
I don't know, bro. I'm telling you, this movie, and wait till you get to the train scene. This is a whole level of movie making that's just out of this world. I completely enjoyed the movie.
All right.
There's a point where he's running on top of the airport. Did you see that? He's running on top of the airport.
I did. Yeah, he's running across. I
61
did.
61 years old, running at full speed. When's the last time you ran at full speed?
I know. He was looking good. You're right. I remember that well. When he was running across that, what was that in Rome? Was it like a theater or something? Stunning. I had like the glass.
The airport.
The airport, right. He was obviously running on that, right? So they would take takes. That was really happening. The things and places that Tom Cruise has been in his life are just off the charts, dude. Right? I mean, this guy's been seen everything. I mean,
can you imagine?
Yeah.
Pulling up to the Rome airport and going, I ran on this 3 years ago.
In Dubai, the highest tower, the whatever they call that thing, the bell. Someone to be, I think. Anyway, he's like just hanging off of that. Deserts, bottom of the ocean, just everywhere. Unbelievable, man.
Yeah, Burj Khalifa, is that it? Burj Khalifa, that he was up there. Yeah, what movie was this?
It was a Mission Impossible one. I don't know which number. But yeah, that's the highest building in the whole world. Highest point.
Oh, bro, look at this one. Throw this one up. He's on top of the building, and I don't know if this is Photoshopped or what. It's got to be Photoshopped, right? He's got no harness.
Yep, no, that's real. That's real, dude. When he was filming that movie, he did that. Do you believe that? You never saw that? This guy's unbelievable.
But barefoot? Like, look at, that's a photo he's got.
Oh, God.
In a frame at his house, right?
Right.
Like his kids could go, Daddy, where were you? Nah, I was on top of Dubai here.
He's not even scared. Like you said, barefoot.
Hold on. I want to see this.
143 Denver, take one.
We're rolling.
Ready?
We're a mile and a half above the Earth on the tallest building on the planet, the Burj Khalifa in Dubai. And we're filming a scene where Tom Cruise is climbing on the outside of the building.
Okay, Tom, we're ready to go.
Stepping out, guys.
This is just another day at work on Mission Impossible.
Come on, man. This guy don't have an Oscar?
Did you see the movie where he filmed where he's holding on to the side of the airplane with just his hands and it literally takes off?
No.
That makes that stunt look like nothing. Have Patrick find that one. Same sort of thing. They'll show you how he did that. Holding on to the side of an airplane in the air. Looking fantastic.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, not only the fact that you're doing this stuff and you're looking cool while you're doing it, right. And I go back to my slide video where I'm halfway up a slide and my face looks like I'm hanging off the Burj Khalifa.
Right.
The fact that he's able to hold it together doing this stuff is... Oscar worthy.
When he's filming in one of these third world type countries, he's such an American treasure. I mean, like a national treasure. Like, I would kidnap him if I was another country. I would kidnap Tom Cruise when he comes to film there. I'd hold him and I'd hold America ransom. Like, what would we give to get Tommy C back? Oh my God. I'll give you all the Baldwins. I'm sorry. I don't want to drag you down on that. You may be in an unbelievable movie with Alex. That's all me. It's just me. It's on me. All right. See Tommy on the side of a plane.
Of an airplane. You ready?
Let's go.
I kind of thought that was a one take, but he did it 8 times.
If something went wrong, I can't get into the airplane till we land.
Okay, guys, please take your seats.
There's no little crash and a scratch. You're dead.
Ready?
I'm feeling the force of the wind hit me.
Bro. If something, I think what they said was, if something goes wrong, they can't do anything until the plane lands.
Yeah, that one right there, I don't even know like what you would do if something went wrong. You can't let go, you're dead, you know, this is nothing. But, I mean, Jesus, who gets hair and makeup done and then grabs onto the side of an airplane?
Oh, wow. I gotta tell you, bro. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing to see.
Being on a movie set is a holiday for me. I rarely take vacations. I like to learn. Life is about. It's about learning new things. It's about challenging yourself. I didn't grow up with money. I didn't grow up with anything. I basically... did it all myself. I didn't have money to go to acting school, so I never went to acting school. My goal in life is to entertain audiences. Oh yeah, and to get a cheese plate on the Pete and Sebastian show. That's a goal of mine.
I want to kind of touch a little bit upon this Cat Williams thing.
Yeah.
I watched the entire interview. Can we just pull the interview up on YouTube? I want to see how many views it has. I saw it earlier in the week, and it was at 22 million views. And I think this was about 3 or 4 days into it. I just want to see where we're at with it right now.
41, 43?
43 million.
My
43
goodness.
Million views this guy got on this. And I don't know if anybody has seen it out there, but he covers a lot. And I don't want to really talk about it necessarily the interview, but I've always liked Cat Williams' comedy, especially the early stuff. I thought was really, really dead on. It's funny. He had this way of delivering the material and his voice. It was there's a lot. It was physical. And they mention that, and I've mentioned it on this podcast before, that he used to, or probably still does, tip comedians, right? Did you hear that?
I saw that clip, yeah.
Okay. And I was privy to this maybe 12 to 13 years ago at the Comedy Store, where a woman came up to me, gave me money, and said, great set, and walked away. It was not that it was from him, nothing. And I think I remember talking to another comedian there saying this happened to me, and that comedian telling me it was from him. And then I was searching for him to thank him for it. And then he did come out in the hallway to leave, and I thanked him. It was $500 cash.
Wow, man.
And I never knew why he gave it to me until this interview where he stated that they had other people interviewed online now. People are coming out that one comedian said he gave me $15,000 one time. He was like down on his luck. He did a set and Kat threw him $15,000. It really helped him out because he was living at a hotel at the time with two kids and whatnot. So anyway, he's a funny guy. I mean, some of the things he says in the interview are, you know, outrageous and whatnot, but I don't know. As far as a comedian is concerned, I think he's pretty funny. And as an actor, there's a scene that he did. And I don't know if we could pull this up. It's him in a chapel with Retta, I believe. I don't know the name of the movie this was. I often see it. And I want to play it for Pete. I don't know if this was made it into the movie. This is improv or what it was. But I just want to bring it up and show you, get your take.
Mm-hmm. You need to be listening to him and trying to figure out what notes you're going to sing next time. Okay, I stopped trying to take over my choir. That's a $13.75 fine. And you. I can't even find you enough. Jerome, did you get your hair cut today? That's a fine, too. That's a fine. You saw my prepping glass. That is not of the Lord. Your glasses are chaotic. Jesus don't like chaos. That's chaos.
Are you still talking?
Okay. All right. You didn't have to buy that tie. You could have bought some more glasses.
They're in service.
I like my glasses.
Huh?
I like my glasses.
You might like your glasses, but we don't. That's a fine, too. Take your glasses off. Sing blind. You want us to listen deaf. Okay. I'm sorry. Matter of fact, don't sit here representing us with them glasses on anymore.
I like them.
You need to sing with them glasses off. Sing blind, okay? And we'll listen deaf, okay? We can all be together. You need sign language singing. I have a reputation, okay? All right? And someone needs a breath mint. Let's start with me, not me. Okay, pass it down. We won't have to go no further. Excuse me, three notes.
Okay, so it's just like, I don't even know, this shit ain't even written. The improv is really, really good. I mean,
yeah,
it's actually something that's inspiring because he's so free on film to kind of play around with, you know, just who he is. It's just kind of liberating for an actor to see an actor do that.
Yeah.
And I don't know what happened. I don't know how he kind of like veered off the path. You know, I mean, he's had a lot of specials, but he was like the it guy back then. I don't know if you remember.
I absolutely loved his stand-up. It was almost that kind of stand-up where when I watch it, I'm like, oh, man, I don't know if I could in my dreams be that good. Like, this guy's good. Like, the acting out part of it all. And like, same with you. Loved his voice. Loved his cadence. I honestly thought, like, maybe, because I hadn't seen him in a while, so a lot of famous people are a little, you know, eccentric. So I thought maybe he just had, like, a, you know, a thing, and he's been out of the spotlight, and now here he is back. But, you know, like, I saw in the clip, like, when he says stuff like, you know, Joe Rogan don't want me on the Joe Rogan show, I'm like, okay, you can't wait. Everyone would have, what?
Bro.
What?
I don't know if you should be doing impressions.
I don't normally do, but that wasn't good.
No, you sounded like Forrest Gump, bro.
Oh, really?
Oh, all right. It was like a Forrest Gump impersonation.
My God, man. Just always
No, I'm just telling you. It like stopped me in my tracks.
All right, I didn't know you were walking. All right, so anyway, but when he says that Joe Rogan doesn't want me on the Joe Rogan show, it's like, come on, dude, you're Cat Williams. They want you on any show. Who wouldn't want you on? So, you know, I don't know.
This guy hasn't been on a show, you know, at all. Next thing you know, he comes on Shannon Sharpe's show, and there's 43 million hits.
Yeah, but I feel like that's quite... I just thought that was by choice. He kind of goes, you know, on the when you went and thanked him, by the way, in the hallway for the money, what did he say?
You're welcome. He didn't say what. Wow. He was walking. It wasn't like a moment where sat and spoke. I bet this guy's tour is sold out. He's got tour dates. On that alone, or just go click on let's see, an arena. Yeah, this looks sold. Yep. Wow.
So he's adding dates at arenas.
Yeah.
Ton of sold.
Talk
out
about
shows.
Viral, bro. Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk
man.
About viral. That's what you call viral. That guy. What did you just throw down your throat? What was that?
It's a gum.
Oh. Well, you did it like that. Was it like a multiple pieces?
No, just one piece. Do you think he would have went that viral, like, just everyone was waiting for the Cat Williams interview no matter where it was, or like
no,
was he
the stuff he was saying, was, you know, he was...
I gotta listen.
Talk about people stealing jokes, he's, you know...
Oh.
Bonding. Shannon Sharpe had recently had Steve Harvey and Cedric on the show.
Okay.
They had been saying things about their career, how they pulled it off, what they should have done, what they could have done, and Cat Williams took it upon himself to go there and give his version of their career.
Gotcha. I saw, like I said, I saw snippets. So I saw the clip where they're showing the Cat Williams' great bit about the price of gas and when you get your pump in the car, gas.
Yeah.
And then they show Cedric the Entertainer. It's the same bit. So, you know, it's like pretty cut and dry.
Yeah. So there's a lot of moments like that in the interview where, you know, he's just bringing up these topics. And, you know, then he said something about him running a zero or like a 40-yard dash in 3.9 seconds. So there's just a lot of things that he was saying that, you know, caused a lot of, you know, uproar. There's a lot of people responding to the podcast. But
yeah,
just on sheer talent alone, though, the guy's a good comedian. I mean, he's really good.
Yeah.
So,
well,
that's that. And speaking of adoption, adopted seven kids. This guy's adopted seven kids.
Oh, wow, man.
Which is unbelievable.
I feel like the way that went viral, that's what was about to happen if Andy Garcia came on with us.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. We got not to discount what you just said. Tori Hart, Kevin Hart's ex-wife, set to join Cat Williams on upcoming comedy tour. Is that true? We're not one to like dive into pop culture here, but I don't even know. Who knows if any of this shit's true?
Oh, anymore. I gotta go. Yeah, we gotta wrap up too. I gotta roll in with some ladies. Sorry. Yeah.
There you have it. Pete just ended the show. He's got shit to do.
I gotta get my daughter at school.
No, bro. Get the hell out of here, bro. Right. We'll see you next week. Thanks for watching the Pete Sebastian Show.
Still your car. Long gone.
The show has ended.
You bought them.
I paused the movie. I bought the sunglasses.